Hello everyone who's listening to me right now and to my future self. Just these dogs, someone please. Like sometimes I don't hate dogs, but sometimes these street dogs make me annoyed. Like they should have some switch off button that you can, you know, when want to turn it on. So they stop barking and sleep, because it's about to be 1:30, and it's currently 1:24 a.m. First, it's Sunday, 1 November, and when I started recording this podcast, it was around 12:30. But I'm still new to this, and when I talk, I certainly talk. I don't have any script written, or I don't have any pre-written notion that what I'm going to talk. It's just random. It's just what comes into my mind. It's like that thing, and it's kind of funny and weird experience also. Weird in a way, because I don't know what I will be saying in next 5 minutes, because certainly I start talking about something, then it totally goes off track, and something comes up in the middle and I start talking about that thing. So today I'll try to be more on track and try to not get distracted by other stuff. Okay, so those who might be finding my this habit of like sometime getting off track, sorry for that in advance. Please, I'm just new to this. Like, this is my second day, and this is the first time I've ever recorded myself. Like, I have recorded myself basically to prepare for, you know, competitions when I had to give speech and all, but I have not done many taken part in many competitions. Like I don't know, last time I took part in debate, because in college I don't do that, but yes, I do write. Yeah, I do write, and I have published few things and I'm pretty happy about them too, because I have done something that I thought like I can do, but I certainly never imagined doing them in real life. And in college I did all those, even not in college, but I started doing all those stuff in my, you know, what do you say, I did all those stuff before college happened. In my last school days, I started doing all those stuff, and I'm pretty much happy about that. Like, you should also do that if you are a school kid. Like, man, you'll miss out on so much stuff, because back in my time, I did that. I was more focused on getting into the college of my choice that I want to. Sadly, I got into the type of college I wanted to get in, but not in my dream college. So now when I'm in college, it didn't make such a difference, but it does matter. But the thing that I feel like that I have should done is, I feel like all those things that I thought I should, they are not important. Like co-curricular activities, I used to always back out on them, thinking that they are just waste of time. No, they are not. And if you are someone who's in school right now, or even in college, trust me, go out and do those things, because this time will not come again, and you will certainly regret. If you are like, there might be 1% of the people among you that who will not regret it, but you know, deep down there comes a point where you feel like if you have like experiences beforehand, you might be a little bit good at it. Like, see, there's always scope of improving, but what you can enjoy in school, you can never get that experience again. It's like once the school is over, it's over, man. You cannot go back and enjoy all those things again. I know. When I was in school, I used to feel like, oh God, this is like when it will get over. But when it was ending, I was such a crybaby. Like, why it's ending? I don't want it to end and blah blah blah. But everything has an end. Everything has to come an end. That's the part of life. That's how you grow, man. But let's come back to my today's, video. Oh, I don't know why it happens whenever I want to say recording. The first thing that comes into mind is video. Like, video. It's not video. It's like, it's a podcast. And so basically, let's start. But before telling how was my day, I would like to start from the very beginning. That was the night, right? It was from the 3 o'clock in the morning of 31st October. So it I today I slept like a baby, even though I last night I was awake till very late, till 3 in the morning, but till 3:30 to be exact. But it was kind of very, very, very relaxing day. Today was very relaxing day, and I don't know why I woke up like 3. But to yesterday also at this time before sleeping, I was recording a podcast, and today is also. But today I'm little bit late than yesterday, but it doesn't matter because I'll be going straight off to bed and will not be doing any more, researching on my pad that I did yesterday. I shouldn't have done it because I don't know what happened to me. But certainly one thing I felt was this completely sleep spell. Like, I felt like someone cast a sleep spell on me. Like, I was watching something on Prime on my iPad, and like, I started watching it at 1 o'clock. And it was an hour and a half long video, basically. So I was watching, then suddenly I felt hungry. I made something for myself and I was eating that and watching. But I don't know what happened, but like, after 5 to 10 minutes of having my food, I was sitting there. Basically, I was like, there was very intense. I was into this very intense scene, and the movie is like, yes, it was a movie. The movie, it was a documentary, not a movie. The documentary was about to end. Like, it was in its, that last part where basically where the suspense happens. So I was watching that, and then suddenly I decide to watch something. Like, I was basically not thinking of sleeping at that time. I was like, let's watch something else, then I'll go to sleep, because yesterday I was not feeling good and I was not feeling like I should go to sleep, that kind of feel. I don't know. I was not feeling like what to. I was feeling like I need to give myself time, kind of feel. So I wanted to give. I was giving myself time. Like, I don't know. That's the best way I can describe. Like, It was not particularly a bad thing, but it was not also a good. It was something in middle, and I was like, okay, if I'm not, if I'm not right now in the mood to do anything, let's watch something. Like, that's the prettiest, like, that's the convenient, that is the most convenient thing to do, right? So I was in that kind of mood, so I was doing the stuff. Then suddenly I was like drowsy. I was very drowsy, and it's weird because one, like, 5 minutes back I was sitting there, I was in tears because of that emotional scene that came up. Then it was over, okay? Then I'm so focused on the screen, and suddenly I feel like I am drowsy. Like, I feel like, oh my God, like, if I'll let's let like how can if I have to describe it, I would simply say, like, have you ever, like, I don't drink, but I could give two examples for the people who don't drink can correlate with me, and for the drinkers. Like, for the drinkers, it's very easy. Like, have, like, when you drink, right, and then you get high, and you have not hit that high spot, but you are getting, like, I don't know, you are like, that alcohol is kicking in. So that kicking in feeling you get, right? When you stand up, you feel like you can't, but you feel like intoxicated, like in under the influence of alcohol, and you feel mushy inside, kind of feel. I can't explain it more, but you get my point, please. But and the people who don't drink, like non-drinkers, so this is basically okay. Imagine you meditate, okay? You lost yourself into meditation, like you feel, and after you get up from meditation, you feel so relaxed, like you feel like, oh God, I feel so relaxed. Like, when you sit down to work, like, you feel like, let's go take a snap. Nap, sorry, not snap, let's take a nap. Because I don't know, sometimes it happens with me. When I meditate, I feel so relaxed at times. Like, I feel like sleeping. And I literally lie down and I relax for a few more seconds. Not seconds, but minutes. Maybe 15 to 20 minutes more. Like, I don't know. I feel drowsy a lot. And right now, I am getting that spell again. But maybe it's because of winters, or maybe because of the sleeping mask I applied. But I have applied it before also, and it doesn't have any. Wait a second. Let me check its ingredient list. Yes, it is a nighttime cream, and it is COSRX calming blue calming mask. It doesn't have anything, but hell, how can it cause something? Because I applied it. I literally applied it right now while recording this podcast, and yesterday also. I have a very bad habit of picking on my pimples. I did that. Then I, while watching movie, I was applying that. And after this, oh fuck, yes, it does. Like, it is a calming cream. It's midnight blue calming cream, yes, but it's not supposed to calm you, to knock you into sleep. Like, oh, I don't believe in that. But I certainly feel like nashe wali feeling, intoxicated. I don't know. This is the stupidest feel I get. But it's like, yesterday it was like I literally had a glass of wine. Yeah, I love wine. I have tried wine before. and I feel like I would be trying that in future. I don't know, because you know, when I the first time I had wine was like on my birthday, and it was just like I wanted, my friends wanted to try it out, and I was like, are you guys sure? Then the I had other friend also, so it and the that thing ended up me clearly drinking all that wine because it was expensive and I was not feeling to return it because we had opened the wine and suddenly we cannot return it. I had to like gulp it down, and one of my friend helped me with that, but that person was already drinking something else, so it was like that person mixed like mix was like he had mixed like he basically mixed his drinks, like yes, he was drinking something else also. Then I was like, I can't drink this, it's way too much bitter. But I don't know, after 2-3 gulps I was like, I kind of like the taste. I don't know, I will do it probably after I pass out. Yes, I want to try it again, man, because I don't know, I want to try it again. Okay, let's move on to something else. So I got that sleeping spell and I was like, oh, what the fuck, I was just 2 minutes ago I was so alert and awake and I was like not even 0% near sleep. And now, right now I feel like I cannot no longer open my eyes, and I was feeling my eyelids were so heavy, like that kind of feeling. Somehow I managed to get my butts off the chair and go to my bedroom, and literally it was a struggle, man. I was literally swaying, yes, I was swaying. And it's weird because I always have green tea before bed and nothing else. I don't drink, man. I don't drink. I've only tried wine. And I've tried other beverages also. But that too also tried. Never ever drink those. Like in terms of drinking, I have not done that. But in future I don't know, maybe I will do, maybe I will not, I don't know. Okay, but the other thing I felt that I am again, mind you, I'm again applying this midnight Claire's midnight blue calming cream. This stuff is good, it's actually good, because it right now I'm suffering from PIH. And I don't know why I have PIH, because you know, PIH is basically post inflammatory arrhythmia. No, hyperpigmentation. Sorry, H is hyperpigmentation. But I suffer from PI, post inflammatory erythema. It's basically after acne, you get these red spots. Like whatever you do, even if you smile or what little bit of blood gushes to your face, it becomes red and you get these bright red spots. Yeah, exactly, it is like I am fed up with them. I don't have acne, but I have these stupid acne marks, and I feel like even if I'll smile now, they'll be such red big and they cover all my cheeks, and I look ugly and I don't like that. I feel like, oh god, and they take like years to, you know, actually go away, and the struggle is real, man, the struggle is real. Sometimes I feel so ugly because of these. Like, I don't feel ugly to be in general. I know I am pretty and beautiful and whatnot stuff. And, you know, sometimes when you get compliments, you even if you are not feeling beautiful, you certainly like make believe like you are beautiful. But that thing doesn't happen with me because I have seen, oh fuck, because I have seen myself in a phase where I myself don't find myself beautiful. So when one compliments me, I'm like, dude, you should have seen me before. You might have like literally gonged your eyes out before giving this compliment to me right now. Like, no, I like I am not you know, demotivating myself or putting my morale down. No, it's nothing like that. It's just like, basically when someone says that I am beautiful, I feel like they are joking around me because I don't trust them. I don't trust them, literally. When someone compliments me, I like it. Okay, thank you for complimenting me. But certainly, I don't feel like they are genuinely complimenting me. Because I've seen myself in state, which is not very pleasing. So, you know, it's like, you know, when you are 16, you have your upper lips, you like, you have your mustache, and when you are 20, 21, you look back at those photos and think like, oh man, I look so horrible. And at that time when you are 16, like someone compliments you that you look very good. But when you are like, when you are your elder self, like you think like, what that person have thought at the time while complimenting you? Like, that kind of feeling you get, right? So it's just the same feeling that stuck me with 24/7. Like, if someone compliments me, that they are like truly it's their humbleness that they're complimenting me. But I myself don't feel like it. I'm like, okay, look, okay, thank you, but okay, but not like, I know girls like pampering, but I don't like pampering. I would be more, you know, amused and impressed if you'll talk about things of my interest, or maybe your interest, or something that is literally you know, kind of mysterious. I don't know. Right now I'm not making sense. Okay. Look, basically what I want to say is, like, if you'll talk something that is interesting, or maybe not interesting, but it is of something value. Like, I don't, like, I have a very unique or weird kind of personality because I don't get bored easily. Yeah, literally. Like, I have friends who are like 2 seconds into something, then after a minute they are like, I'm dope, I'm bored. But I'm not, like, I might be exaggerating when I'm telling like 2 seconds or minute. No, it's like, basically you're doing stuff for 4-5 hours straight, and after a time will come that you're like, fuck this shit, I'm bored, I need something else to do right now, or else I'll get my brain freezed at the moment, type of feeling. But with me, I could do that thing for a month and still not be bored. I'm that kind of weird person, and I find it weird because it's like, man, आई लाइक यू नीड चेंज योर लाइफ यार. लाइक वन थिंग आई यू नो फील इज यू शुड ऑलवेज हैव वैरायटी इन योर लाइफ. लाइक देयर शुड बी बंच ऑफ स्टफ दैट यू शुड कीप ऑन ट्राइंग, बी इट एनी एक्टिविटी और एनी डिफरेंट फूड और समथिंग. लाइक यू कांट हैव अ लिटरली मंडेन स्केड्यूल. इफ यू हैव दैट यू विल गेट बोर्ड मोर ऑन. बोर्ड वुड बी अ सेकेंड स्टेटमेंट, वेरी अंडर स्टेटमेंट. लाइक बट यू विल लूज द रिदम ऑफ द लाइफ इफ यू विल लाइक टोटली डू मंडेन स्टफ. लाइक इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बी चेयर्ड अप देन आई एम नॉट सेइंग लाइक यू नीड टू बी चेयर्ड अप 24/7. नो, बट यू नीड टू चेयर अप. लाइक वी आर ह्यूमन्स, वी कॉन्ट डू द सेम थिंग. लाइक बाई नेचर वी आर नॉट प्रोग्राम लाइक दैट. सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डू समथिंग एंड बी हैप्पी अबाउट डूइंग दैट, और यू वॉन्ट टू बी डूइंग समथिंग एंड बी गुड एट इट एंड बी इट दैट सेम थिंग ओनली. ओके, बट आफ्टर इवन इफ यू वर्क हार्ड, बट आफ्टर अ टाइम इट विल अ पॉइंट विल कम वेयर यू लाइक यू डोंट फील लाइक डूइंग इट एनी मोर. सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नॉट फील दैट, यू नीड टू वर्क अ लिटल बिट इन योर स्केड्यूल. इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट बिकॉज यू नो इन योर प्रोफेशनल लाइफ इफ यू टेक अप दैट प्रोफेशन दैट्स गोना टू दैट दैट प्रोफेशन इज गोइंग टू स्टिक विथ यू फॉर नेक्स्ट 30 to 40 years ऑफ योर लाइफ. आफ्टर कॉलेज दैट्स डेफिनेटली वॉट यू आर गोइंग टू डू फॉर नेक्स्ट 30 to 40. सो इट्स बेटर टू चूज समथिंग यू नो इन विच यू कैन लाइक डू इट इवन इफ यू आर वोकन अप फ्रॉम स्लीप एंड आस्क टू डू दैट स्टफ. इट्स सेम लॉजिक बट इट्स लाइक यू नीड अ लिटल बिट ऑफ योर चेंज. लाइक इवन इफ यू लाइक डूइंग दैट थिंग एंड फॉर 10 years स्टेट यू डिड दैट एंड देर वॉज नॉट अ कंप्लेन, इट डजेंट मीन दैट नेक्स्ट 10 years इट विल बी यू नो स्पेंड यू विल बी स्पेंडिंग नेक्स्ट 10 years जस्ट लाइक यू स्पेंड योर लास्ट 10 years डूइंग दैट सेम थिंग इन दैट सेम ओल्ड बिल्डिंग इन दैट सेम ओल्ड रूम. नो, एट अ पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम मे बी टिल 15 years यू नीड इट टू बी एट सम पॉइंट अचीव सम सक्सेस लेवल्स एंड फॉर दैट यू ग्रिंडेड योर सेल्फ हार्ड एंड यू अचीव दैट. बट आफ्टर अ पॉइंट अ स्टेबिलिटी इन योर लाइफ विल कम, देन यू विल बी लाइक आई डोंट फील लाइक डूइंग इट एनी लॉन्गर. इट मे बी फॉर सम पीपल इट टेक्स लॉन्गर, बट फॉर सम पीपल दैट लिमिट कुड बी जस्ट 2 years far away. Like you can achieve that in 2 years or maybe a month or day. It might take a day also, you know. So it's like you never know when you'll hit the stable button. And once you hit that stable button, you are like, I don't feel like doing anything. And stuff like that happens, and nobody likes stability in their life. Like in terms of work, stability is not like in terms of finance. Like we are humans, we always crave for growth. We want growth in our financial status, in our personal level, and be it anything. Even in relationship, we want to grow, you know. So and plus the time is always running. And it's always ticking by. You can't stop a clock. Yeah, definitely you can take out its battery, but still, then also you can't stop the earth from rotating. You are not God. Like, you can't do that. Your cells are aging. You are aging. By day by day, you are getting older, and you will get older in 10 or 20 years. It's not like you will be a baby 10 years also. After 10 years also, it doesn't happen that way. Certainly not on Earth. If you're alien, I don't know about you. But yes, it happens like this in our world. So what you can do is talk a little bit in your schedule and you're good to go. You're literally good to go. But one of the things that I want to say right now, it's like I have come so far from the topic I was talking about. See, that was the thing I told you. Like, I always divert from what I was originally planned to do. Oh, sometimes it's exhausting, but maybe after two or three times practicing, I'll be better at it. But I hope so, it happens soon. Because it's irritating when I have to record two or three times. But today it's my third recording that I'll be posting. And yesterday it was the seventh. Not bad. It's a progress, you know, and I like it. But okay, let's not make this talk any longer. Let's just proceed forward. Okay. So I was talking about the, you know, the sleep spell I was experiencing. So it was 3 at the night when I experienced that, and I was feeling so drowsy. I've never felt like it before. So by 3:30 I went to bed, somehow managed to get myself off from the table and walk to bed. And somehow, like, I literally remember swaying. Even I was moving my head. My head was swaying. I felt like I will get a vertigo, man. I was scared. I don't know, but I felt like I was intoxicated. Yeah, literally, I felt that I was intoxicated. I felt that when I drank wine on my birthday, it was the same feeling. That's why I can, you know, associate that, because that's the same feel I felt on that day that I felt yesterday. So I managed to get myself in the bed. Then I had this dream. It was a very weird kind of dream, because there were two people. One was sitting near my head and other was like way too close to my face, and they were basically bullying me. And then I don't know, in that dream I was like fighting them because my brother went into hiding, and I was like, literally, I remember one thing. I remember one thing so clearly, is like I was basically in tears, and I was saying that I don't know where my brother is. Even like they were basically bullying me and were asking me where my brother is, to give them the address or location where he is right now. I knew at that time where he was, and I, like, in my dream I met him. Like, in my dream I was in my room, like, but I, like, before coming into my room, I was coming from some place where my brother was hiding. Okay, so when I came into my room, I was greeted by my father. Then my father goes out, because someone comes in our house. So he goes out to see who the hell arrived. Then I am suddenly taken aback by two huge brown colored people. And it's weird because I have never seen their faces, and I know for a fact, like, I have read a lot about dreams. I like psychology. So they usually say, like, you never see clock in your dreams, and you see people who you don't know in your dream. If you see, like, basically, if you see people, unknown faces, you know, unknown faces, and you feel like you have never seen them before in your real life, and you don't know who the hell they were, but you see them in your dreams. So basically, these are the people that are passerbys, and you probably didn't notice them when you were walking on the street or out in the shopping mall or in the Big Basket or in the all the marts. And certainly you didn't paid much attention, but your brain is a very funny, and I find it very amusing weapon kind of stuff, because it's a very funny thing, man. It can do a lot of stuff, and it's more like intriguing to me that, oh God, I have so many capabilities that I myself don't know. I can do so much things, so many abilities to unfold. It's the scope is, the scope is way beyond that I can imagine. So, basically, I saw those two people, and one of them I remember, because when I was the one that was sitting near my head, he basically grabbed my hands, and they were like literally more like mocking me, assaulting me, but not in a sexual way, but more of like, if I fought back, they might have punched me back, that kind of assaulting me. They were being physical, little bit physical. Then suddenly, I tried to pull up a emotional card on them, and the one that was getting way too much close to me, he was unnecessarily touching me in my dreams. Like when my father came, so there were three people that came into our house. One was elder, like he was the elder. I am calling him the elder because he was old, around my father's age. And the rest two boys were around my age, and they were dark skinned. Yes. So, but they were very, matured enough. They had beards. And I find beards little intimidating. So they had beards, like full grown beards. Not full grown beards, but they had like, what I'll say, they had facial hairs. They had a lot of facial hairs, but not a full grown beard. Like they had full facial hairs, like a mustache and the facial hairs. But the one thing that irked me a lot in my dream was like that guy, that the second number guy, man, that was touch he was touching me. I was like, I want to punch the shit out of you. But then suddenly the older guy took my father to talk, and my father asked me to go to my room, and I was going to my room, and suddenly when I go to like my door, I'm reaching for my door, I open my door, and suddenly I'm pushed back, and voila, both of them basically trying to invade my personal space. So they first ask me, and we get into a verbal argument. Then suddenly the one the I there were two guys, let's name one and two. The number one pushed me, okay, and I was like, he pushed me real hard, I fell on my bed. Then he was like, I'm giving you a last chance, you better speak up. And the number two that was touching me, like, it was not like touching me in a way like, if I was standing when if I'm standing close to him, he was like brushing his arms with me, like accidentally, and like accidentally when you brush your arm, kind of. Those kind of incident happened with me in my dream. So he was like grabbing like any opportunity that where he could like literally maybe brush his arm, or he brushed his arm 2-3 times, then touching me on shoulder, and I don't know, he was trying. The other guy was way too far, he was not being physical at all, but the guy number two, he was, and I was not liking it. I was like, why the fuck he's touching me? He can talk without touching me. Like, even when he was like, tell us where your brother is, tell us where your brother is, he was like, 2-3 times he tried to grab my arm, like, tell us no. Like, I was standing there folded with my arms folded. He was like literally, he touched my elbow and like, tell us nah. I was like, okay, first of all, stop touching me. Then suddenly that heated argument happened. I am on bed, pushed up on my bed, and that big guy number one is sitting on my head, holding my hands, and that guy number two came too close to my face, and I'm like, please, I don't know where, okay, I don't know. And first I was like, I'm not going to tell you where my brother is, and I'm like, even if I know, and I don't know him, and I was that kind of shit. And then when he got too close to me, and I was like, oh fuck, now something bad is gonna happen. I don't know why, but the emotional side of me came out, and I suddenly touched that guy number two face, because he's still very close to me. And I say, like, I don't know why I touched his face so lovingly. I touched his face lovingly and stroked it and said, see, I don't know where my brother is, and I'm more concerned than you are, because I literally said that statement, and I can't get my mind off, because why would I say something like that in my dream? Because I said, I have literally never talked or hugged my brother before. And all my life I have known him. We both fought very badly. Yeah, in real life also, when we were kids, we used to fight a lot. Like, I'm a tomboy because of him only. Like, we used to have WWE in a literal sense. Like, yes. Used to start with pillow fights and used to end in WWE, and with one of us always crying. Like, it used to end on that note. So I was basically saying that him, like, I've always fought with my brother. I've never genuinely like before knew, like, I literally loved him this much, and please try to understand, I'm more concerned about you. Even if I knew where he was, I might have tried to reach him, right? But I am searching for him so badly, I'm not able to reach him, so you can understand. And I had tears in my eyes. And suddenly, I don't know why, but that guy number two felt sympathy. I don't know, but I saw something in his eyes, and he pushed his, I am assuming they were brothers, he pushed his brother's last friend off me and helped me get back on my feet, and he hugged me. I found that weird. But at that time, I was feeling safe, because before I was feeling like he was touching me, even though it was not intentional, but I was feeling like, why the fuck he's touching me? I was not liking his touch. It was not in a sexual way. It was more of like accidental touches that was happening. But when he hugged me, I was like, I don't know, I was comforted. Like, I felt safe for a second, and it's weird, because that both the guys were scary looking, they were huge, and that dream was little idiotic also, because first, and it's the first thing I saw after, you know, swaying myself into the bed. Literally, I was swaying. Then it was a very it didn't end there. It have a very long story, and I remember that, but I don't want to tell it. I don't want to share it, but it was a whole dream. I was searching for my brother. Like, literally, it was like a rat and mouse chase. And the guy number two eventually becomes a very good friend of mine. And yeah, there is also, like, I was, like, literally, I don't know, but it was a fucked up dream. Like, he helps me out a lot. Yeah, I'm like, okay, it's weird, because it's really weird. And so after having that dream, I woke up. When I woke up, I was little, I think I slept like a baby, but I slept like a baby, even though I slept like a baby, but when I woke up, I think I overslept, because I was having this hangover kind of thing, you know. I was not having a headache, but I was having that hangover you have. Hangover of sleep, usually, not of the usual hangover. No. It was a hangover kind of feeling that you get usually when you sleep way too much, and then you feel like you got up from the bed just now, and how the hell can you get a headache from sleeping? That kind of thing. But I didn't get any headache or anything, but I was like, still felt that reminiscent of swaying effect, like, literally. And I was like, what the hell I ate yesterday that I am feeling so intoxicated right now. It really felt like I had wine muffins or weed muffins kind of feeling. Like, literally, I have never had them before, but it felt like that way, like I took some drugs and I'm under their influence, that I can no longer control my body and I just want to sleep. That kind of feel. But right now it's I'm feeling much better. I'm not feeling that. And today I meditated. I felt maybe this podcasting is helping me to, you know, regain the momentum of my life again, which is a good thing, because I wanted, like, I want to maintain a proper schedule again, because probably this month my college might get open and have a lot of studying to do. And yeah, I need to study hard if I want to pass. And certainly, I don't know how this year went by. Like, literally, in February I had my exams. My next year started in the ending of February. Yes, in the beginning of March I started my new term, and now it's 1st of November. I'm still at home, still missing my college, and still feeling sleepy. God, sometimes I feel I am narcoleptic, but it's not that case. No, I'm normal girl, and I don't feel so sleepy all the time, so it's not narcolepsy definitely, even though I self-diagnosed myself, but it's not the case. But yesterday that spell, you know, that sleep spell I had, it was kind of weird and first kind of experience. Like, how many times have you guys experienced intoxicating feeling without even taking a sip of beverage, any kind of beverage? It was first kind of experience in my life. Like, I don't do anything. I didn't do anything, and still I was feeling that kind of feeling. And it was stupid. Maybe I worked myself up too much yesterday, but I don't think like I did that, because yesterday I didn't did much. Today I did more than what I did yesterday in terms of productivity. So yeah, I don't know, maybe or maybe not. Each day is different. So, and yes, I think that's for the day. I will be ending this here only. And before going, a quick note and few things I want to say is, today you did good. Like, I did good. I meditated. It's a good thing. Let's try to continue it tomorrow also. And I would be doing podcasting tomorrow also. So let's see how my day goes then. And good night to you all, and good morning to the peeps who are in different time zone and listening to me right now, or might listen to me in future. And the giveaway message that I want to say to you right now is, see, life is short. If you want to do something, then don't wait, no. Just go and try it out. You never know how it might turn out to be. What if it turns out like the next thing you're gonna pursue in your life, right? Or what if you make career out of it? You never know. But one thing that is sure that is going to happen is, you will be happy doing that stuff, you know? It will definitely bring a smile on your face. And it's certainly a true thing, because you can't deny it, man. If you are planning on to do something for a long, but just because of few things, you keep on, you know, postponing it, and you procrastinate it after a period of time, but you still have that thing in back of your head, but never gathered up energy or courage to pursue it or do it. Don't worry. It's never too late. It's literally never too late. You can start now, or you can start 5 minutes later after in listening to this podcast, maybe. But I would advise you to sit down and start. Even if you'll do 0.1% about it, but hey, go and do it. Be it riding a bike, or, you know, motorcycle, or trying to learn a new language, or trying to learn new techniques to sketch or play guitar, or you want to go skydiving, so you can buy plane tickets, or want to go on some vacation, or want to buy jewelry, or want to invest your money in something. Like, take a step towards that thing, you know. Even if, like, for example, you want to buy something for yourself, you can do that by keeping few currency apart, few money apart for that stuff, okay? It will initially be a small step towards it, but it will still leave a huge impact. You might not be able to buy that stuff at that point of time, but it doesn't mean that you can never buy it. You can, okay? But if you start, if you want to do that, if you want to buy that stuff, if you take some money and save up your money to till you reach that cost of that product or jewelry, then you can certainly buy it up when once you get all your money added up, right? So just go out and take that little step that you need. Like, it can start be with 5 rupees or $10 or even a penny. You know, you never know. Like, even a penny is a building block for your dream to happen. So go out, live your life, enjoy. Never forget to smile. Always smile and try to be happy, because this is the only life you got, and you never know when you are going to come back on this earth and stuff. So enjoy. That is the most important thing I want to say. Always try to be happy. Don't depend your happiness or put your happiness or, you know, attach your happiness to non-materialistic thing or materialistic thing. Try to attach your happiness with yourself, you know. Then if you do something for you, now you'll always feel happy. You'll never feel like if this thing happens I'll be happy. No, you'll not be bounded by that thing. Then even if something doesn't go your way, you'll still be happy. So always think that as long as something don't disturb my mental peace, or if something brings peace to me, happiness to me, then I would do it. The best way to do it is question whether the thing you want to do or buy something or whatever may be the task, does it bring happiness to you? If it brings happiness to you, then go ahead, do it. Who's stopping you? There's nobody stopping you. And eventually everything comes and happens. And even if you are going through hard time, trust me, it's gonna pass, okay? Just be strong and love you a lot. Good night, and have a nice and very great day ahead. Ta-ta, bye-bye, and I'll meet you soon, okay? Till then, take care of yourself. Bye. And remember, even if nobody loves you, I love you. You may not be knowing me right now, but you can always reach out to me, okay? I'm always there for you. And your family loves you. There are hundreds, not may not be hundreds, but they're like, your parents love you. There's me, even though you don't know me, but I'll always love you. Like, nobody is worth hating. Like, we should hate people. Like, definitely there are few toxic people that are pain in the ass, but does they really worth it, your hate? Like, if they are really bad people, then I don't think you should even invest your hate in them. Like, let's leave them alone. Don't even give 1% of your feeling to them, okay? But remember, if there are good people out there, you are not alone, honey. There are good people. There are people like you and me. like your parents, like your friends, and they love you. So never feel alone, okay? Bye, and take care of yourself. And this is the last time I'm saying bye and I'm signing out. Shabba khair, bye, subhanallah. And thank you for tuning in and listening to me if you are. If you are not, then it doesn't matter because I don't really care. Like, give shillies about it. Okay, so bye.